Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons. We've talked a little Tristan Casas injury. We'll get back to that. I'll fight with a texter as I am wont to do. That's wont with an O. But Fitzy, we got to talk about a basketball game that's going to be played tonight. The Keys.
Oh, my God. That's right. I keep forgetting we have round two of the playoffs.
Yeah, sneaks up on you. No Red Sox to get in the way. So this is a basketball night in Boston. New York versus Boston. Knicks.
We want Boston.
Well, you got Boston. Knicks, Celtics, rivalry renewed. A very frequent playoff rivalry, but not for quite some time. And not past the first round since 1984, I believe. Been a long time since these teams met a little deeper into the playoffs.
Jalen. Will the Knicks be bringing the ghost of Bernard King out just to try to throw some fear into the Celtics?
Is he dead?
No, I'm just...
Oh, you meant the basketball ghost, not like the real world ghost.
Because remember how great he was in the mid-80s when, like,
yes.
Knicks...
But I didn't know he's dead. And apparently he's not.
No, he's fine. I believe...
I hope there's not an afternoon show jinx.
No. Bernard King, I believe, is doing just fine.
He was good, but he was listening, and then he lost control of the car because he was like, am I dead?
He is 68 like, years old.
Sixth Sense?
No, doing just fine. Okay. But man, was that guy? Man, was that guy a point machine?
Absolutely. Speaking of point machines, you have the matchup here. Jason Tatum coming off a tremendous first round against the Magic. Other than that one game, and then two games actually. So I guess it wasn't really a great round. It was five games. He was great in three of them. But anyway, he scored a lot of points. 35 points.
All right, he had a good opening series.
Yes.
Let's not overcomplicate that.
I think on ESPN they were doing their playoff MVP meter, and he was in the top four candidates off the early start to the postseason here. Jalen Brunson.
I think he's the front runner right now.
Well, this was just based on the first series, and it included Giannis. He's out, so there's guys in there that won't even be in the long-term running. Jalen Brunson. If he can pull the upset, might be in the long-term running. He hit that three with the Thompson kid flailing 15 feet away to leave him wide open for the biggest shot of the season for the Knicks and the Pistons. And, this is a series that I think as of game one in the Magic series, I started predicting a sweep over the Knicks. I've seen nothing that changes my mind. If the Magic were a warm-up act, according to Dan Ball, the Knicks are a willing victim, I guess, is how I'll update them.
Yeah, they're like the rehearsal. You just watched your kids in High School Musical, so you went from you're at the rehearsal stage right now.
So, and this isn't just a local confidence, Fitzy. We have Stephen A. Smith, who also seems to be on the Boston bandwagon.
Because I see you're Boston right. In five. Mm-hmm. These are the reigning defending NBA champions. This is one of the deepest teams in the league. Jason Tatum, I mean, his brother is special. Jaylen Brown is special. Pritchard is my sixth man of the year. They've annihilated the Knicks every time they played them this year. And I don't see how that's going to change, unfortunately. The New York Knicks, I see having very, very little chance. They're playing with house money because I don't know of anybody who knows basketball that legitimately sees the Knicks winning more than one game in this series.
Is that how you make $25 million a year and go national, Fitzy? You say things that are obvious with a certain voice, and then they pay you. Peyton Pritchard is my sixth man. He was everybody's sixth man. They gave out the award 2 weeks ago. I collected my bet on it. Like, what do you, he said, Stephen A. says that like he just said something. He's literally the sixth man.
Is this now just dawning on you that the way Stephen A. Smith has made his way to such an internationally prominent role is just by stating the obvious, stating it with like a defiant, authoritarian, assertively aggressive tone, and then just doing it over and over again?
But it's, this was an actual fact. This would be like he would say, you know, I have the Celtics beating the Magic in five. They already beat the Magic. Like, it just ended. What are you talking about, Stephen A. Smith? Like, yeah, that slapped me in the face. But in the rest of it, he's agreeing with, I think, most of us, Fitzy. We've been confident, bordering on overconfident, based on the regular season, where the Celtics dominated a couple matchups. I know the last one went to overtime, but they still won. They swept a team that, if you remember the narrative, Fitzy, this team was built for the Celtics, right?
They're built for this is what they're what they're using as an advertisement or like a hashtag, a mantra on their Instagram. Their socials are all about built for this. This Knicks team was built for this. What, getting swept? Cool.
See, that leaves the door well open for a retort from the Celtics social media account. Built for what? Getting swept? Built for what? Losing in five? Like, that will come back around because I do enjoy
the gentleman's sweep, yes.
The NBA, where they tend, and even in basketball, they tend to have more fun on the team-based socials than they do in other sports. There seems to be a lot more interplay in the NBA, so my guess is the Celtics will, when this series comes to an end, they will note that. Good news on the injury report. One of the issues we've talked about for a while is injuries, and Drew Holiday, not on the injury report. So Drew Holiday seems like they were overly cautious in that Magic series. He's now been completely removed, and he will be available to defend.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And anyone in this series.
That's over 2 weeks resting up that hamstring, which, as we all know, can be rather fickle. And just when it's starting to feel right again, poing, there go the wires and piano strings. And next thing you know, you're out another couple weeks. So glad they didn't rush him back. Glad they also finished the Magic off in five. This series was going to start whether the Knicks went to six or seven on Monday. So here it is. And I'll say my confidence in the Celtics' ability to... I'm not concerned about the sweep as much as I am just getting through it. And a gentleman's sweep would be fine. Not going six or seven, not extending it or exhausting the Celtics given their age. I really think that Drew Holiday coming back in when you have somebody like Jalen Brunson who can go off for 40 any given night is huge.
Huge. Boston.
You got Boston.
Careful what you wish for. It's massive to get Holiday back.
And I sometimes try to do the Matt Patricia on these series, Fitzy, try to reverse engineer it, look at it from the other side, figure out. So I look at the Knicks and I say, okay, Brunson might average, he averaged 32 points a game in the first series, just under. Okay, so maybe he averages 35. Maybe he just goes off. Maybe he's the best player on the court. Okay, good. And maybe my guy, Karl Anthony Towns, who I always kind of liked, he was after Miles Turner in my lust of bigs from other places that could come to Boston. He's a good player. Are they going to outscore the Celtics? Because the Celtics scored on them at will during the regular season. So let's just say you get 40 from Brunson and 33 from Cat. Okay.
What about OG?
Okay, maybe.
Ananobi could go for 20.
We think that's going to happen? So all the Celtics defenders are going to fall on their faces? Okay, let's look back to the Magic series. I thought Porzingis had a terrible series defensively. He wasn't great offensively either.
Against Wagner, he was terrible.
And I don't expect that to happen. I expect him to be back. I think the Knicks are just the opposite of the Magic. They are not built to beat the Celtics. They're a lesser version. They're going to try to score a boatload of points, and they will not be able to keep pace with the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are going to score early and often and at will in this series.
They don't play good defense in New York. By the way, do you know what the difference is? So this year, in their four regular season games, the New York Knickerbockers averaged 109 points per game against the Celtics.
Woo-hoo!
That's a lot, given the Celtics' elite level of defense.
What'd the Celtics average?
Oh, just 125.
Oh, that seems like a fair amount. This also right now is why I went into the old app last night and did Celtics cover, Celtics over, Tatum 25 points, baby. Parlay in the – got those for an easy victory tonight.
Parlay in the USA. Yeah, listen, it's fine. So is the Knicks defense, so it's okay. That's what they deserve. So, just trying to think, how could the Knicks winning the series seems absurd to me, patently absurd. And it's funny because Knicks fans are weirdly confident that St. Brunson is going to lead them to a stunning victory, unseating the Celtics and fulfilling Terp's prophecy of no team that won the championship making it past the second round the following postseason. And yet, if you listen to the radio or any New York sports media, I tuned in for quite a while this morning to our sister station down in New York, WFAN, on the Odyssey app, of course. You should have already downloaded today to listen to anything that we can offer you here in Boston and beyond. They're like, no. Yeah, we're built for this. This is what they've always wanted. They're not ready. Like, losing 4-2 and it being sort of a series would be a massive moral victory. The New York media is already building up moral victory narratives, Andy. Like, they know there's no way they should beat the Celtics so long as the Celtics stay healthy.
Yeah, and fans should be hopeful. Fans should be overly optimistic, right? You're in the playoffs. You advance to the next round. I'd be disappointed in fans if they were like, yeah, I hope we can just win one. Be cool if we don't get swept. Like, I don't want an Eeyore mentality from a fan base. Get caught up in it. And they should believe Jalen Brunson is a elite player, a closer, a clutch guy. Like, why not believe that? Believe that for a game or two, right up until the defense of the Celtics and the scoring of the Celtics slap you in the face with reality and you're down 2-0 and you've been outscored by a combined 35 points in two games. And then you start thinking about the offseason and getting better. But for right now, they should be overly optimistic. When we come back, I actually think the poll I put out today, questioning what people feel, how they feel this series will play out, it was a little eye-opening to me. It didn't. The results
really
weren't quite what I expected in a certain way. So our WEEI Afternoons daily poll from Twitter, that's up next here on, appropriately, WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.